How was that? Was that a special way to start to launch into our new year together? I thought it was amazing to see that many kids, workers, and volunteers, and then that many kids. Like, the Lord is doing something here, and let's just look forward to what more he's going to be doing in the future. We'll turn our attention now to life groups and why life groups at Transformation Church, how important they are. And I'm going to start by telling you a story. Go, go, go. The race is on at the Thunder Bay Speedway. Bryce Melanson in his car, he's screaming around the track. He's got a B-modified 400 horsepower engine. It's incredible. The dust is flying. The rocks are flying. It's awesome. He's with like 10 other people. They are going up to 130 kilometers per hour on the straight and cornering around these corners about 3 feet from each other. If you've never been to the Thunder Bay Speedway and you've watched a race, I highly recommend that you would go. As a matter of fact, there's one coming up September 19th. You can book your ticket at the Thunder Bay Speedway, but this is not about, you know, an ad for the Thunder Bay Speedway. Bryce Melanson is Gary's son-in-law. So Gary had invited me to head out to the Thunder Bay Speedway to watch this race. Gary and I sat on the sidelines, and we watched this race as these cars fly around the track. We got any race car enthusiasts in the room today? Uh-oh, nobody. We got a couple that are willing to admit it here. You know what's funny is that I was really glad to be invited with Gary, and as I sat beside Gary and watched as Gary was silently praying that Bryce would win the race. So, you know, what this race got me thinking about was that there's some kind of analogy or similarity between a race, especially at the Thunder Bay Speedway, and us gathering in church on Sunday morning. I mean, as a matter of fact, we're seated in the chairs or the bleachers at the Thunder Bay Speedway. We're singing our praises. Go, Bryce! Go, Bryce! We're participating. We're worshiping. We're watching. We're enjoying this race. Does that not make you think a little bit about a Sunday morning? I mean, when we gather Sunday morning, what are we doing here Sunday morning? We are singing our praises. We are worshiping. We are absorbing. We are watching what God is doing. As a matter of fact, at the Thunder Bay Speedway, there's hundreds of others gathered weekly to watch these guys race around the track. Much like we gather on a Sunday morning together in community to worship God. As a matter of fact, there's a verse in 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 18 that says this about us when we gather on Sunday mornings at church. And we all, who with unveiled faces contemplate the Lord's glory, are being transformed into his image with ever-increasing glory, which comes from the Lord, who is the Spirit. Those of us with unveiled faces, those of us that have given our lives to Jesus, now have an unveiled face. And we're being transformed. When we gather here Sunday morning, we are being transformed into Christ's image. So this summer, I took a day to pray and study. Then I met with the team. And we thought, you know what? If there's one thing we're going to focus on at Transformation Church, it is going to be this. These next three words are the most important words of the entire sermon. Words that I hope over this coming year, you will not forget. They will become part of our vocabulary here at Transformation Church. These words are gather, grow, go. Gather, grow, go. My friend Brian made this graphic for us, and there's a lot of intentionality to this. See underneath the word gather, there are little arrows pointing toward the word grow, and under the word grow, little arrows to the word go. That is because we gather, like I said, like Gary and I at the Thunder Bay Speedway, and we move to the next thing at Transformation Church, we grow, okay? So we gather, and then we grow. We gather in community to see and reflect the glory of the Lord. We have communion here. We witness baptisms. we worship. Gary and I, we sat on the sidelines. We watched Bryce race. We enjoyed this race a lot. We ate hamburgers, or at least I ate a hamburger. And we watched Bryce go around. Lap one, lap two, lap three. I mean, Bryce is good at this. He's drifting his car with skill. He had a lot to overcome in this race. He was at the back of the pack. He had to catch up to the front. But no matter how much watching Gary and I did, we would never know exactly what Bryce was experiencing. Sure, we can watch. We can watch YouTube videos. We can talk about racing all the time. But until we climb in the side of that race car, by the way, not through the door, through the window, because it has no door, and you put on the five-point harness, and you start the car up, do you actually know what racing is all about? And that is kind of like us. Remember I said that we gather. We gather like Gary and I did at the Thunder Bay Speedway. But are we climbing into the race car? Or are we just kind of on the outside, watching what happens, and not becoming involved in the actual racing? Now, I told you, we are transformed by gathering. I don't want to minimize that. But there's one more step here at Transformation Church. And as a matter of fact, there's one more step in just our walk with Christ. Because we gather, and then we grow. But how do we grow? So here at Transformation Church, we grow by joining a life group. We grow by joining a life group. What is a life group? A life group is a small group of people that meet weekly. They love each other. They care for each other. They watch out for each other. They ask hard questions. They share life struggles. And they learn to be fellow racers. It's kind of like, see, Gary and I, we would watch the race from the sidelines, and we would know the theory. At least Gary would know a theory. I wouldn't know any theory. And we can talk about it, but until you climb into the race car, your theory really isn't that much good. Life groups are where the Sunday theory becomes the lived racing experience. You take what you learn Sunday and you join a life group to actually climb into the race car. See, the race was going fairly well for Bryce. Lap one, two, three. Fourth lap, he's coming around the turn closest to us, and all of a sudden, right in front of him, a car, by the way, they're like 3 feet apart. They're very close to each other. A car spins sideways, and Bryce has no time to react to anything. He can't swerve around it. He can't stop. So Bryce T-bones the other driver. This is the life of racing at the Thunder Bay Speedway. That's why you have to go watch. Well, thankfully, no one's hurt, but Bryce's car is definitely damaged. The body all, you know, it gets messed up, and the whole race gets called off, and they pull the cars and make sure they're okay. But there was a reason why Bryce is not entirely taken out of the race. You know why? Because Bryce is part of a life group. Bryce is part of a life group. You know what happened when Bryce drove off the track back into the staging area where every mechanic has their own, you know, their own shop, little shop, and At the life group area, there's Gary, there's Bryce's grandfather, Bryce's father, Bryce's mother. All of them are there to meet Bryce and work on his car. One person straightens out the side. One person crawls underneath. His mom is measuring the temperature of the tires with her little heat gun. They all care about Bryce's future in this race. And I actually have a few pictures to prove that what I'm telling you is true. Look at that. That's hard to see a little bit, isn't it? But that's Bryce underneath the car 44. He's after his crash, he had to make sure nothing was too bent up. I got another couple pictures there. See, they're cleaning the tires off. I got one of Gary here. Look at that. There's Gary there. He's getting that tire already. They pop the tires off. This is in between heats. They're all tending to Bryce's car, to Bryce's well-being, so that Bryce does well on his race. That right there is a life group. That is why we do life groups, because this isn't theory for Bryce. Bryce is in the race, and there's going to be things that happen in our race, day to day, in our walk with Jesus, where, yeah, we come to church on Sunday, but man, what do we do when the real when we get T-boned in the middle of the week? Another relationship with someone that we, it T-boned on us. We don't know why. And it makes me think of a story in my own life. Is we live in a highly individualistic society, one in which we think it's me and it's God. Yes, it is you, and yes, it is God, but it is not only you, and it is not only you and God. See, at the hardest times of my life, and I remember this in particular, it was very, very challenging. And I worked in a greenhouse, and I remember in particular, day after day after day, asking God for help. And it felt like maybe one night in my prayers, I would walk into the lunchroom area. This is what I was hoping for. I would maybe walk into the lunchroom area where all the mailboxes were, okay? I lived in a community, and there were like 50 mailboxes, all open slots. And one of them said, Jeremy Darrell. I hope that one night when all the lights were off and it was dark and I was alone and it was just God and me, that I'd walk in there, put my hand inside my mailbox, and pull out a letter from God telling me how to resolve my situation. Do you think that happened? No, it didn't. Day after day, I went to that mailbox, and day after day, there was no letter from God. Now, thanks be to God because he is with us in the darkest situation. But do you think it's possible that a life group would have helped me walk through that time? More community? Do you think that a life group is in fact the hands and feet of Jesus to us? That the person loving you in the life group is in fact the Holy Spirit taking care of you? You see, this isn't just us and God. It is all of us on mission, on a journey with Jesus. A life group, a place where we can heal, where we can be known, where when we don't show up, we have someone caring about us and reaching out to us. A life group. You ever think about Jesus? Jesus has 12 disciples, does he not? About the size of a life group, they're doing life together. And Jesus tells them, hey guys, listen. I want you to go out and I want you to cast demons out of people. And they go, and guess what one time? It doesn't work. Well, guess what? It's in the context of a small group that Jesus explains to them what the problem is. Jesus preaches sermons and he talks to huge groups. You know, time after time, the disciples would come into the small group, into the life group, and Jesus would explain all things to them. So we gather, and then we grow. We grow. Real stuff, real questions, real hurts, real life journey. The Bible puts it this way. Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. It is in the life groups that our mind is renewed. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will. Finally, we go. We gather, we grow, and then we go. You see, Gary picked me up in Thunder Bay for this race. He was taking me out to his son-in-law's race. And the entire time from Thunder Bay to the Thunder Bay Speedway, about 30 minutes, guess what we talked about? Racing. The entire time we talked about racing. That's because Gary, he's so invested in this racing deal that he knows a lot about racing. He talked about how his son-in-law's car was a B-modified or something like that, how it was 400 horsepower. You know, what the chances were of Bryce winning. He explained to me how the races work in Thunder Bay, the different heats, the different classes. We talked about racing because Gary loves racing. Now, if you sat down with Bryce, do you think Bryce could talk to you for 1 hour, 2 hours about racing? I'm sure of it. If Bryce has invested himself into this racing, he has a lot to tell you about racing. But here's the thing. you and I have invested ourselves into the life with Jesus. And you would think, if Bryce could win a convert to racing, if he could convince someone that racing is maybe a good thing to do with your life, that maybe we could do the same thing in our life with Jesus. That maybe because this thing has made such a difference in our life, because we've seen Jesus, you know, protect us around those crazy curves in life, and we've flown down the straight way, we have something to say about who God is. You would think it would kind of come out of us. You would think, like Gary shares with me, you know, racing comes out of Gary because he's invested himself into this. You would think the same would be with you and I. But as a matter of fact, whether it is exactly our experience or not, Jesus commands us to. He says this, he says, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Teach these new disciples to obey all the commands I've given you. And be sure of this, I'm with you always, even to the end of the age. See, did you know that Transformation Church exists to make passionate disciples of Jesus who have a significant and lasting impact on the city of Thunder Bay and beyond? That comes directly from being obedient to Jesus in going to our neighbors, going to our coworkers, going to the people around us. So I have this vision for life groups that, no, instead of dying or becoming small or cliquey, no, our life groups, they expand. Our life groups are invitational. Our life groups are where everybody wants to be. Our life groups reach out to our neighborhoods. Our life groups invite coworkers and friends. Our life groups start new life groups. And my question is this, do we love Jesus enough to follow through with telling people about God? Do we love people enough that we will do this, that we will go? Life groups are important at Transformation Church, but not just because it's a good idea. In part because I believe we are, actually, not just do I believe this, but Jesus says, go to all people and tell the message about me. And life groups prepares us for that and gives us a platform to do that. So we gather, we grow, and then we go. We gather here on Sunday in community to see and reflect the glory of the Lord. We grow in life groups. God transforms us into new people. And then we go to those around us, our neighbors, our friends, our coworkers, telling the good news, making disciples, baptizing, teaching in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. I'm going to pray to those around us. My prayer is that we become a church on mission for Jesus. I said I'd leave you with one thing, but no, it's two. The second thing is you sign up. Let's go!